2005-45 HFK LLC.
HFK is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, dividing 32.15 acres into four lots, located at the southeast corner of the intersection of Road 329 and Road 469. Again, for the record, this application, due to its road frontage lots being a minor subdivision, did not go through the TAC process. And that's all I have, unless you have questions. I will provide you with a copy of the site plan.
Okay. Yeah. Weren't you just here?
But I'm waiting my turn this time.
I think you've learned something.
Position.
Do you have your number available?
Actually, for benefit of our tape recording system, you actually do have to repeat all that again. So. All right, sir. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, Mr. Winkler, there is. My name is Dean Campbell. I'm a local attorney. Bar number is 3611. I have with me this evening.
We have your bar number on file now. It won't be necessary for you to repeat it.
I have with me this evening Paul Kruger, who is a authorized member of HFK LLC, and Steve Cooper. This is a application for a minor subdivision. What HFK LLC is looking to do here is to divide this property into four lots. This is the remaining property following subdivision of existing property. Three of the lots of the four are over 10 acres. There has been a wetlands delineation study conducted on this property as well, and did find a small area of wetlands, which would be in the back corner of what is shown as lot 11. Some of this property, probably about half of the property, is at the present time covered by woodlands, so there's been no septic or soil recon done on this property, so obviously this would be subject to approval by DENREC. Likewise, there has been no application made or no response from DLDOT with respect to traffic entrances, although we note that the each lot would have a private entrance from the highway. There is a tax ditch on the property that is shown between lots 10 and 11, and the property line dividing lots 10 and 11 is directly in the center line of that tax ditch. We recognize, of course, that that would require a maintenance easement across there, as required by county code. Each lot would be serviced by a private well. We noted for the record that there is a letter from Soil Conservation in the file, which likewise does not contain any objections. We filed with the application restrictive covenants that are similar in nature to those that have been filed and put on record for lots, for the other lots in this subdivision. The density that we are seeking by this subdivision is far less than what's permitted by the code. The lot sizes meet all criteria of the Sussex County Code in that they provide at least 150 foot of road frontage for at least a distance of 100 feet from the highway. My clients do not see whether there be any adverse effect on traffic, neighborhood, or community by approving this application.
All right, sir, thank you. I do want to call your attention to apparently there's a dimension missing on your drawing. If you look at lot 8, I mean, by simply looking at it, it looks to be at least 150 feet, but you're 131.98, and then there is a marker, but there's no indicator telling us what that dimension is there. On any future plans, you're definitely going to need to get that fixed.
I did, in fact, pick up on that earlier. Okay. I believe there's a there in the radius.
It's a radius.
Yeah,
385.49. It's
37.9.
Comes off the frontages noted under the actual. The full frontage is noted under the bearing and dimension for the 150 on lot number 9. DLDOT may require that they dedicate additional right-of-way on these parcels because they were already required to dedicate on the seven lots that exist. Most likely that'll be a statement in your DLDOT approval.
Correct, yes.
Good enough. Mr. Gordy?
Just one question. On these lots that you're proposing, what's your intention of saving the trees?
I think to the fullest extent possible, to save the trees. Obviously, I'm not sure we can state with any specificity what will be saved, what will not, until the septic designs are permitted. But from a practical standpoint, it's certainly in HFK's best interest to maintain the trees that are in existence now to the fullest extent possible, you know, after providing for, you know, room for a dwelling and a septic.
That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Smith?
Just one about any restrictions on the type of housing?
Yeah, all housing has to be stick-built housing. There were restrictive covenants submitted. Let's see. Do you know?
Yeah, they're stick-built.
Dwellings shall not be less than 1,600 square feet. And 2,000 square feet for a 1.5 and 2-story home.
No other questions.
Mr. Johnson?
I have no questions.
Bert?
What is that line on lot 10? Is that the part of the wetlands, or what is that?
No, that is a part of a ditch, I believe, isn't it?
That's a ditch.
But it's not part of a tax ditch?
Not part of the tax
ditch,
no. Ditch. Just a ditch.
No further questions.
Okay, Mr. Counts?
Yes, sir. Who conducted the wetlands investigation?
That'd be Ms. What's her name? Malmar?
Evelyn
Malmar.
Malmar. And he made the determination?
Yes.
And he made the determination of the boundaries? The reason I ask is the state swamp maps indicate considerably more wetlands in the area.
Well, Ms. Malmar, of course, is recognized throughout the land use area and in the profession as being an expert in this area. And her determination was only in a small portion on the back corner of lot 11. And whatever portion is there would not have any bearing on the ability to build a dwelling or install a septic. Or shouldn't have.
That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lang?
Just a statement you made early in your presentation was that the property line of 10 and 11 follows the tax ditch. However, the lot line designation on between lot 11 shows a break off in the center back to the rear. Is that going to be moved to the center of the tax ditch? I'm looking at your plot.
358.47.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Who's talking about?
Oh,
it does.
Okay. That's right. You gotta put this over to get the 10 and 12. You'll see, this is different what it is.
Oh, okay.
You got it there.
Yeah. All right, the one submitted is accurate.
The one submitted, this one's right?
The one submitted is accurate, yes.
So you're not going to file the tax
ditch? I'll withdraw that statement. It does deviate from the center area.
Every reason I question that, it makes more sense that it is the center of the ditch rather than break off away from it, because how is the person on lot number 10 going to get across the ditch unless that's where the wetlands are that's in question?
No, the wetlands are on 11.
That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Robertson?
Just that the wetlands, wherever they are, need to be shown on the final site plan.
All right, sir.
Okay, gentlemen, if you'll stand down for a moment, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-45 HFK LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition of subdivision 2005-45 HFK LLC? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. I invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2000.